So the first distinction here that we gave goes to the Polish and Cologne-based artist and architect Zbigniew Oksiuta for his work entitled Biological Habitat, Spatium Gelatum and Breeding Spaces. Just a short walk because before Zbigniew comes to join me here on stage. In this intersecting field between art, architecture, computing and the life sciences, Oksiuta develops projects of biological habitat that examine principles of life as possibilities to develop a new kind of biological future in our biosphere as well as in outer space. And in a certain way, we can say that Oksiuta is growing architecture. He's growing architecture and he seeks to develop techniques of fluid form creation and searches for shapes and materials that would even adapt to extreme conditions like underwater or space lacking gravity. But most importantly, instead of imposing simulated geometrical concepts on a material, onto a material, Oksiuta's gelatin architectures use direct material systems for calculating form and thus inverting the direction of thought as a kind of analog computing, if you want so. So congratulations and please welcome Zbigniew Oksiuta.
I'm working since 10 years on the idea of biological habitats. And as architecture, when we are thinking about architecture, architecture means stability. And living habitats, living spaces means totally different way, it means instability. And to try and to research this, this direction, these possibilities, I use biological materials as normally as gelatin and agar and try to develop the forms as once. All what we are doing, our houses, our machines, is making by additionally. We are putting together different forms and making big forms. And that life and biological systems are going from inside. And in each stage, they are already ready systems. So I'm trying to use idea of Pnoi as a liquid habitat, as a liquid bubble or liquid space, which is in one piece. And you saw in an exhibition, you see just now, we're making this using the balloons and using gelatin, which is inside, and making big forms that an earth condition that has to be dry, because it doesn't work on the surface of Earth. So it is some form after drying, which was like a ball, and because of bending energy in this molecular system of biological polymers, is changing all the time the form. The water evaporates because the water is mostly part of this form. It's evaporated. It's the form, the shape is changing all the time. The next way to use to try to use liquid possibilities is to make the form, to shape the form under the water, because we have on Earth such a phenomenon, equal density, which is using training of cosmonaut, and density of water, density of biological polymer is nearly the same. So we can put some drop of gelatin under the water and special gelatin. It's, this drop can float like a, it's somehow it's a condition of weightlessness, and we can change the form and create big, big spaces under the water. And the next step of this research is that we can breathe on it something. And normally we're using in laboratory, we know everybody, some petri dishes. And the idea what I am working is three-dimensional petri dishes, that system which is inside and membrane which is close this system is the same system. So it is not a plastic dishes which is and inside is something different, but membrane and barrier to outside and inside is it have influence at what's going inside. So this is a small piece of it's breathing containment. For example, this is we're making just a small piece with a ball, and inside is agar with different plants, and to try to build some biosphere inside. The next step of this research is to using special phenomena of natural anomalies, for example, like a building of uncontrolled building of cells, it's called callus or tumors. And I have to say, I'm working all the time with a plant idea, using the plants to build autotrophs, so self-making forms. That was before was an example to use a microorganism to building a small space inside a block of gelatin. And these pieces, this containment, we can make very small. We can use a very small scale, like a pill, maybe like a fruit, and to breed inside somehow artificial or semi-artificial fruit, or we can build like a house. It is the same principle, like a shelter. Or we can make maybe outside in a space introvertive biosphere, which is close some world inside, and we can breathe inside some different biological worlds. This is a cosmical garden, and just now this is an instrument. It's called this is instrument to trying to simulate zero gravity. It's a clinostat with a different small close containment with plants. So it is a model of cosmical garden, and this is with camera inside how it is just now walking. Last idea to what I'm working on is to build such a very liquid spaces. This is ISS station to try to build spaces which is total liquid. This is 5 centimeter diameter water blob, and to breed something inside. I think it is important to our civilization doing thing which is very rigid, which is stable. And life is that when looking for a living system, we have to create a totally unstable situation to allow that processes of self-organization can be done. And this idea of breeding containment and liquid spaces is to build a condition that such a system could be exist in the future. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much, Zbigniew Oksuta. And I have some more questions, because you finished by a statement in that this kind of futurist architecture that in a certain way goes back to even 70s concept. We think of Archigram, we think of Fry Otto, of course, but in a very different attitude, as a cultural or social metaphor of rigidity, what you think. So are you, and this is a crucial component to your work as being qualifying for art, of course, to have this layering of cultural meanings and of very high degree of technicity in your case. So what does it mean if the containment and the contained in a certain way are very much the same? the inner and the outside are reversed, and it's not about a protective shell and then too protected inner space. So what is the metaphor which is coming out of this new kind of biological architecture?
In the 70s was born idea from scientists from Chile, Maturana and Varela, that created idea autopoiesis, that means that living system to create itself. And to create itself, all in system, also membrane, also barrier, has to be part of the system and to have influence what's going on. It is idea of membrane, of biological membrane, is crucial to allow that system, the different system could be exist. And I think in the 70s, for example, Fraiotto made such a big step in architecture, which is totally different scale. And of course, we cannot blow living system to architectural scale. We have to try, I think it's necessary to build the conditions that such a big scale could be exist. I think it could be exist under the water or in a space.
I knew from previous discussion that we have had that you, in a certain way, are quite critical towards architectural models in which, through so-called biological algorithms, a form is created, but then sticks in a certain way still to this model of skin and bone architecture.
Yeah, we have, for example, in Austria, some good example is Kunsthaus in Graz. It's very famous architecture. It is like a bubble, but construction and form has nothing to do. I think it will be maybe a pneumatic construction, as similar as made Fraiotto. It will be truly, just now we are making construction which is born in a virtual space, but it's very difficult to translate it on reality. And it is like instantiation. It is fiat. It is not true. Material and form don't play together.
What are the industrial, technical, scientific partners that this kind of project that you are searching for and working on for such a long time, what kind of partners do you need? It's not just the usual suspects. What are the persons, the institutions that are embedded in your strategy and that, as you know, you probably very often have difficulties to find those partners?
Yes, of course, but I have a luck to meet people that are really exciting about this idea. I have a luck to meet a man, he's director of a big polymer fabric, and he's a partner, technical partner of it. And I'm working at university in Cologne and Max Planck Institute in Cologne. But of course, you have to break many barriers to do such a thing. And I think it is in the right way, and this is, I think it is going on slowly, but I think it's going on.
What is more important for you in this work, the current finished, not object, but the device itself that you are working on in its utilitarian quality, or the cultural metaphor that it is embedding?
I am fascinated from system that they are growing, they are changing, and in itself. So mine as an architect, I'm an architect, I'm working as an artist and working scientist, is to make only conditions that something can happen and not to decide what's happened and not to decide that has to be like this. And this is normally as an artist and a creator, we are doing it. But we have to, I think, it's my opinion, to make only condition to look what's happened and to learn from it.
Do you consider yourself in the same line of this kind of Stanislav Lem-like Polish futurism, in the sense that they also, I mean, you know, project is about a biological or a living bioreactor, if you understand. On the other hand, you're working on a very large scale and the buoyancy faculties, I don't know if the public has already, the audience has understood this, what you are doing underwater and how far this kind of structures are relevant in the same time that they are relevant to what you call a biological or living bioreactor you want to create?
I had the luck to make this project under the water in neutral buoyancy in European Space Agency, and we declared it is like art because It was easy to have a permission to make it, but till now I have not. It was not really understanding what I did. And just now, I think just now we have a good feedback from scientific research from German and European space agencies.
Maybe a last question: how would this space garden work? Would it be attached to a space vessel, and would it be effectively being able to grow something in space for astronauts?
We know that astronauts need life outside, and I think life is the best ambassador itself. So we are launching a dead technology. We are launching system and structure that are born on the surface of the Earth, which is totally different as in space. And I think liquid system, and I think each fly, cosmical fly, begin under the water. It is strange that maybe we go to the space, we have to go through the water, because the cosmonaut make a trainings under the water and to prepare itself to themselves to work outside. I think it is water and instability for me as this is a very important point.
Okay. Thanks again, and congratulations to Zbigniew Obsutta.